morning. Real people, real celebrities, real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got special guests from the cast of Brotherly Love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Angela Yee, you start us off because you've seen the movie.
Well, we have Eric Hill Jr.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up,
we
sir?
We have Corey Hardrick.
What's up? How you doing?
And Halito McCollum.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Man,
hey,
Eric was just in here talking all hood, and then all of a sudden, hey, what's up, y'all? I'm going to sell this movie.
But you know, Eric is probably as far as these guys are more veteran, and this is your first, like, big...
Yeah,
acting role.
Yeah, you know, it's nuts because this is like hitting theaters, and it's just wild how the industry is. You know, mm-hmm. like it's all about perseverance. You know, and it's just an honor to be with these guys. It really is, yeah, and to be with you guys.
To be with you guys, and
seriously,
yeah,
man. Serious.
Yeah, you never told me that.
No, don't lie.
You don't get on air and say that.
He ain't never said that.
Now, I actually did host the screening the other day, and I was telling y'all that it was a really great movie.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
So, because I came up here and I talked about it as well, and the movie does come out on Friday.
April 24th.
Yes.
So, let's talk about y'all different roles in this movie. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Corey Hardrick, I'm scared of you. I told him that in the movie.
Really?
So explain who you are.
Wow, I play June. I played a father figure who just got to hold it down for my family. You mm-hmm. know, my younger sister, Kiki Palmer. Eric plays my younger brother, and he's an inspiring basketball star. And mm-hmm. I just got to make sure that his dreams come to light. And same thing with my sister. And then we got an ailing mother,
Macy Gray.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just
she did a great job.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah,
you know?
She was amazing.
Man, Macy's. She's a thespian, so it was great working with her. But mm-hmm. I just, you know, I'm a father figure, and I got to get out in the streets and do what I got to do.
How does he play a dad? Because he don't look like a
no,
dad.
No, father figure. Oh, he's actually
the hell he don't look like a dad. No, he got a penis.
He actually is a dad.
Oh, my dad.
He actually is a dad.
You a dad?
I'm a dad in real life. But nah, I had to be the dad because we lost our father in the movie.
Figure.
Yeah,
got
everybody.
You. Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because men can't be fathers.
No.
Especially black men. You don't look like no daddy to me.
I sleep with my baby every night at home. We in the same house. Know.
And Julito is a thug once again.
Oh, yeah.
You just can't.
No, man. I enjoy playing the bad guy. I think the bad guys in the films have a lot of fun, and it's a good time. But trust me, I'm doing something different this year. At the end of the year, I'm playing a good guy. I'm actually playing a social worker.
You got good hair, brother.
Oh, you're saying with him?
You're saying
with him?
Wow.
No, you do. You got flirting with him?
He said good hair.
I can't, man. Can't compliment another man on his hair. Man. You got good hair.
Coming from you, Charlamagne. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I sat behind these guys during the screening. I didn't even realize it, and we were talking out loud.
I heard all y'all. Y'all was back there talking.
Yeah, we were definitely. But we were talking like at the screen. You know how you talk at the screen? And you're like, oh my God, no, don't do it. No, don't be stupid.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that type of movie.
That's what's so ill about it. Like, we've been touring, you know, all around, you know, the, so like Mississippi. What's ill is that we started it off like hitting the colleges, and that's what was so cool to see the kids have that visceral reaction
mm-hmm.
to what's happening. You know what I mean? Because, you know, sometimes I'm not even gonna lie to you, like I'll wait a week to go see a movie because I don't want to hear anything in the back.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying?
Lord have mercy.
But this one, it's awesome because you realize that people are really enjoying it and they're losing themselves in it to the point mm-hmm. where they forget everything else that's going on around them. They want everybody to succeed in the film, and it's awesome that's what happens.
So what's the movie about?
The Brotherly Love is really about family.
Okay.
And
I thought it was about Philly. Is it about
it's
Philly?
It's in Philly.
Yeah,
it's
about family. It's about a family that's set in. It's set in Philly. And it's, you know, everybody's trying to do what's right for their respective families, mm-hmm. you know. June, me, and our family, Cram's family, you know what I mean? That's Julito's character.
Yeah.
But the problem is that the neighborhood in which they live is entrenched in violence. Mm. So making the right decision, you know, West Philly at that, you know what I mean? Making that right decision can be a difficult one. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're watching people struggle with in the film.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yep. And we don't beat around the bush with that violence because it happens in the real, like in our inner cities and communities. So we mm-hmm. have to touch that because the movie's really true to that. So
I'm interested in seeing it because I was reading Buck by M.K. Asante, and he's from Philly.
Okay.
And the whole, you know, it talks about his upbringing in Philly. And I'm like, yo, why ain't nobody ever made a real good Philly movie? Yeah. I mean, of course, you see State Property and all that stuff like that, but I'm talking about his was like.
I feel this one caught the essence of Philadelphia.
Got you.
Philly plays a character in the film. And that's what people, especially when we screened out in Philly, and just the lingo, you know, just the...
A lot of Jean.
Yeah, a lot of Jean.
A lot of Jean.
A lot of the young boy, you know.
And Philly appreciated that. And, you know, I think that's what makes the film so good because we didn't shy away from giving real. We just went all out, and they loved it.
That's Jamal Hill, the writer and creator of this. You know what I mean? Like, it took him 10 years to do this, and he had a vision in mind.
Shout out to Queen Latifah.
Shout out to Queen, man, and Flavor Unit.
This movie they shot in 21 days.
Exactly.
You know, 21 days is a tight schedule to
shoot.
That's
amazing.
And they did that, you know, knowing that Jamal's motive was to get this done in Philly with Charlie, you know what I mean? Because it couldn't have been done anywhere else outside of Philly.
Charlie Mack.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Charlie Mack, you know, and Queen, because she had the foresight to understand why this needed to get done. And the fact that, you know, you're going to see that Philly essence, that's because Jamal made sure that it got done in Philly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you can't have a project like this done in a studio.
How many theaters is it going to be in?
I believe, I want to check that, 250.
Okay.
Yeah. Nationwide.
Got you.
And we're going to be on Times Square, which makes me hype.
I
believe we're going to be on Times Square, which makes me hype.
Oh, got you, as a kid
from the Bronx, you go to the Deuce all the time, and I'm actually going to see my movie.
Kiki Palmer's in the movie too, right?
Shout out to Kiki,
man.
Yeah,
she plays my younger sister,
You know, she plays, and my twin sister, you know. She's been awesome to work with, you know, just a consummate professional, man. And her energy is so contagious, you know. Mm-hmm. It permeates throughout the set, so it was beautiful to work with her.
Now, did they shop the movie to, like, studios and stuff?
It took Jamal Hill 10 years to do this. You know, he shot it to everybody.
Man.
And like I said, it's a real example of perseverance.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Charlie
Mack.
Empire
popping off. So now they feel comfortable with putting black people on.
I was talking to Charlie Mack about it. He was like,
tell us like we knew.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
You know?
He said, all it takes is one yes and to know the right person. Like the right person. Exactly. To
and Charlie know everybody and they mama and they sister. So.
You get 100 no's before you get that one yes. You know?
Exactly.
And that's all it takes.
But I'm excited about this movie because I've been acting for like 20 years and this is my first kind of, would you say, urban.
You look 23. How you been acting for 20 years?
That's what I said, man.
He can still be a daddy and be stop it.
Yeah, and you got to do something. I love the, you know, our culture. I want to do something for our folks, you know, our people, just to show them, you know, that how I get down. But this movie is really hit close to home because I'm from Chicago and I grew up around this environment. Mm-hmm. So that's why this movie is the most important to me. So
definitely.
Yeah, I can't believe it's your first urban movie.
Yeah, the first one to get like a theatrical release. I did some stuff before like that went to like BET, but I don't count that one.
I don't count that.
He's doing a lot of white movies?
Yeah, a lot. I was just American Sniper. Did like $600 million, went to the Oscars. So.
He's okay.
But no one knows, you know, because they promote.
Yes, because I seen American Sniper, and I'm like, hold on now. Was black people that was in American Sniper?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played D. I didn't die. I had to put it out there. They were killing us in the credits. They didn't. Nah, I've been living.
But, he saved Bradley Cooper in the movie.
Yeah.
He was the one who saved him at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to those movies,
when he was
running, they push certain folks into the forefront.
Got you.
And it's okay.
Did you meet Clint Eastwood at least?
Yeah, I worked with him twice. That's my second movie with him.
Oh, where was the first one?
Gran Torino.
I don't watch them.
Oh, I saw Gran Torino.
Yeah.
I had a couple when he was living next door.
I remember he pulled up on the corner and those guys, and I was harassing the girl.
Oh, I remember that. I didn't even realize that was you.
Yeah, see, nobody knows. I just be working, man.
It's
funny because when I met Corey, I said to him, I was like, bro, you know I auditioned for that role.
You did?
Yeah, that and his role in Battle of Los Angeles.
Corey out here working. Your characters had names at least, right?
Yeah.
Like you had names in the movie, right?
No, always.
Okay.
Yeah, names.
Got you.
Yeah, I kill a lot of people in all my movies, bro.
He definitely does. All right, now, and there was also some behind the scenes friction, right? Because Tia got kind of gangster on Kiki Palmer. Now, what happened with that?
Tia who now?
His wife. Tia Mallory.
She ain't a gangster. That was just that stuff went on like media. Yeah, that was crazy.
I was reading
Kiki
about
like
that.
Like a sister to all of us, man. Right. They know. That's why they look like. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's funny because we had a discussion about this.
Yeah,
about,
that's retarded.
No, we had a discussion about Chris Brown making Beyonce his Woman Crush Wednesday and then taking it down. Like, is it inappropriate to make somebody else's
yes, it is.
Wife or husband?
Yeah, because she married. I mean, she got a husband. You know, I'm not going to do that. I ain't going to make no married woman Woman Crush Wednesday. But that's on him, you know?
Right.
Man, I don't know what he was thinking.
See, I'm not mad at that. See, I'm married too. I wouldn't make somebody
follow Beyonce. I follow Beyonce.
But if somebody,
follow all of them.
But if somebody makes my wife a Woman Crush, I'm happy.
If Dame Dash make your wife Woman Crush Wednesday right now.
I wouldn't care. He could do it right now. I wouldn't care. He can't
get her, right?
Yeah.
My wife got to be confident. My girl's 16. I ain't worried about it.
He said he can't get her.
No, which Mary's on the real?
That's Tamara.
Tamara, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's going on?
I really don't. That's all good. I just need to see the movie.
But let me tell you something. I seen you in Anguilla.
I wanted to say that, but I was like, I don't know if that was the same guy or girl. I didn't know who it was.
That's what I thought. Faces, but I didn't. You know, he was on vacation.
Got
I didn't
you.
Because
there ain't too many black people there, so I'm looking like.
Right. Right, right.
All
right,
okay.
I knew you weren't from the island, dude.
I was thinking that in my mind, like, hold up, man.
Right, yeah.
Because I didn't know which 20 was, so I didn't know, you know?
It's all good.
Right. And you had the bucket hat on.
You thought he was in the auditorium? Yeah.
You had the bucket hat low.
You had a bucket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you were really in that group.
I was chilling. I'm on vacation, brother.
You damn right.
I hate you.
Now, is it hard for you, though, both of you being actors and being married? Do y'all get, like, jealous ever? Of each other.
Jealous of each other? Mm-hmm. No, we in two different worlds. I mean, Tia has like a show on Nick at Night.
No, I mean, seeing like other people around. Like, you know, it's your 7-year anniversary the other day. You're working.
Yeah, but I had to make sure the roses was there, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And when she's coming out here to do some promotion, we don't go out. Mm-hmm. So we make sure that stays close, you know, and tight. Like the foundation is real, so.
That's awesome.
She met me on a damn bus stop. That shit was real, you know? So
You was broke when you met her, you said,
yeah,
right?
I was super broke. Yeah.
At the bus stop?
Man, I mean, she gave me a ride home. I was on the bus stop. We were in the same movie, and I was catching the bus while they was driving home, and they saw me and asked me for a ride. So that's how that relationship started.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, 15
See?
Years ago.
That's real dope. Love. Yeah. That's
See,
real
that's why
love.
It pays to catch the bus. You never know what happens.
Man. No, it pays to shoot your shot. You only gonna miss the shot
and
you don't take.
Else? I had on the Jesus sandals too, man. So that was my lucky day.
Man, I did you have did. A pedicure at least?
I don't know, man. I don't even know.
How did your game work? Was it like you said, hey, you know, I love to.
I don't have no game. I'm just keep it real. You know, I'm from Chicago, so I'm honest. I tell the truth. That's it. That's my game.
I did read somewhere that your dream role was to play Barack Obama. Is it because of the whole Chicago connection or just something else?
Well, people always say I kind of favor him a little bit, mm-hmm. and then I'm from the South Side, so it's crazy. I just got the script and about the movie they shooting this summer. So
they shooting a movie on Barack already?
Already, before he was president. Him and the first lady when he was like a senator.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shooting already.
Oh, yeah, his whole memoir is from before he was the president. Mm-hmm. That was a good book.
Man, I hope they ain't planning on trying to kill Barack or nothing so they can shoot this damn movie.
Nah.
Shut up.
For real, man. Like, why would they be doing a movie on that man so early, man?
It's a love story, though.
It's a love story.
It's before he became president.
Oh, so it don't got nothing to do with his presidency?
Nah, it's before.
Oh, okay, okay.
How Michelle was Thank down God. With him, yeah.
All right.
Now, one thing I'm going to say before people go see the movie Brotherly Love, because I know everyone's going to go see it.
April 24th.
On Friday, yes. And the first thing I thought about, and I said this to you guys when I was watching it, was all the athletes that we see all the time making these decisions. And we're like, oh, my God, he had everything. Right. You know, he had millions of dollars. He had these great contracts, all this attention. Mm-hmm. And why would he go and do something so stupid? And obviously there's decisions that you have to make in this movie. I can't give it away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I felt like this movie really does give a backdrop on what goes on in people's families before they get to a certain point in their life. Before a lot of these NBA stars, NFL stars become huge athletes, they have a whole background. And I thought that was really relevant to what goes on today in the news.
It's amazing how the universe works, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I would say that happened serendipitously, but I don't believe in that. You know what I mean?
Serendipitously.
Yeah.
That's a Jeopardy word.
I mean, it's...
Because you were a high school star, and we were just talking about the kid in Patterson, 15 years old, mm-hmm. you know, visiting.
God bless that boy, man.
He was, like, number one basketball player. Oh, they just knew he was going to go in the state, NBA.
Yeah. And the hood took him.
Yeah. It gives the voice. It gives the film gives a voice to the voiceless at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason why people shun away from our culture is because they just don't know it. And when you see a film like Brotherly Love, you like you said, you get to see what a college, a high school star goes through before he gets to that level. But you also get to see why people may shy towards the street life, you know, violence because of what they're going through. Like,
yeah, sometimes you don't have a lot of options, man. You got to take care of your family, so that's all you know. You just got to go out there. You got to rob somebody. Whatever, but
unfortunately,
you gotta put foot on the table. I mean, we're not glorifying it, but we're just trying to show what's real out there.
No, I do. I agree with what you're saying, but I also disagree because I hate when people say we have no other options. Like,
no,
it is other.
That, though we said this just shows why some people may do it.
You know,
I don't agree with that either.
Here's the thing about it is that's what I love about the film,
mm-hmm.
because although what it does is it's not necessarily about the characters in the film. It's about how the people who can relate to the characters in the film can see the other options that are available.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
got you.
Like, we've been following that Aaron Hernandez story, and everybody's like, wow, what a dumb decision. You know, but we don't know what his affiliations were before. Well, we kind of do. I guess he was in the NFL and became this huge star and made some terrible choices in his life.
Yeah. I mean, it's really difficult to speak on what took place that motivated someone to do what they do. But what's awesome about this project is that it can shed a little bit of light on what happens. That way, maybe people won't be so quick to judge. Maybe the next time that they're amongst a jury, they'll have a little bit more insight as to, you know, what happened. That way, they're not so quick to react based upon what they think. You know, maybe they've seen the film and they can understand that this is not, but this is a person who made a bonehead mistake and needs an opportunity to correct it. Maybe not necessarily a correctional facility.
Right.
And then we see Quincy's in this movie.
Oh, yeah. shout out to Quincy.
By the way, he did a great job in this role. Because you know, now, Quincy how did y'all feel? Yeah.
Quincy Brown killed that, bro.
Why is his name Brown?
Pop ain't his daddy.
His mama last name ain't Brown.
Okay, maybe his father.
Shout out to Quincy Brown.
I don't think I don't know
if
that's his real name.
Oh, that's his real name? Oh, never mind. No worries about it. Okay, I don't know. I don't know anything.
You don't know nothing.
I don't know nothing.
So when he was casted in the role, because he is one of the leads in the movie, like, oh, this is just some kind of privilege thing before you met him and saw him act.
I did say that. I'm not going to sit there and lie.
I thought it before I saw
him. I was like, man, they cast him because of Pop.
Right.
I mean, I said that.
I'm sure everybody's going to say that.
And that's
but that's not the truth.
But when I got on set, the guy is far, like, he has no ego. He removes himself from anything dealing, like, coming from, like, a famous family or being, you know, involved with that. He came to work.
Mm-hmm. He did a great job.
Great. He was awesome.
I was surprised because I was like, okay.
Everybody
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
which was great.
Masterpiece son, Romeo Miller.
Rome plays my best friend in that. Shout out to Rome. Rome is overseas right now getting that, putting in that work. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Rome.
Yeah.
Well, y'all ain't get no on the set with Romeo and Quincy.
Man, we was out there working.
Don't worry about that.
That wasn't even the focus, brother. Them it was two, all about that work.
You ain't getting no hoes with them two around. Well, women. I'm sorry. I mean, no women with them two
there
around.
There we go.
Hey, well, I'm bringing light skin back.
Nah, it ain't happening.
I'm bringing it back in this movie.
We ain't worried about it, right?
We out here, man.
Bring that man's man back.
Well, the flick comes out this Friday. Brotherly Love. Make sure you go check it out.
Yes.
We appreciate you guys for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you guys.
All love, man.
Angela, thank you.
Oh, no problem. Really, I honestly, seriously will say everybody should go see this movie. It was not what I anticipated. Like, I didn't know it was going to be as great as it was.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To find us, though, Brotherly Love the Movie is our hashtag. Please, if you tweet it and you like what you see, hashtag it. Just let's move the culture forward. It's not a black film. It's a film for us, for all of us, because everyone can relate. And please just move it.
And
like, watch
just
it.
So you know, he really is a nice guy in real life. I am a nice guy.
I'm a good guy from now on. I'm tired of being a bad guy.
I wanted to kill you.
I'm not nice.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club, the cast of Brotherly Love.
Hey.